American Graffiti. Where were you in 62?
Special one and jump into your candy colored custom or your screaming machine cruise down
and tune into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Where was I in 62? Listening to Wony.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken, and it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Sewers. I've learned and threw him from the liquor shelf.
Covers beautiful. than you are. Come on back, 'cause it's all still here. I'll be in the back room drinking my half of a beer. Imagination ain't kind on us tonight. You're at your best when you got the guns turned 180 degrees. And finding out if it adds all up right.
WONY 90.9 Red Dragon Radio, and this is Alumni Weekend. And hi, I am Becca. I am an alumni, and I'm here with Jess, my partner in crime.
Hi. Oh, Becca, your mic looks great this time.
Thank God. Last year, we were having issues with the mic that nobody could figure out, where it sounded like I was yelling from the other room, and I was screaming.
She was literally, her lips were touching the microphone.
Yeah, I was screaming.
And it wasn't enough.
And I am not a quiet woman. I have a shrill voice that's very piercing, and it was not working. So I'm really excited about that. And this year, I will say, every year we come back for Alumni Weekend, we forget things. It's been 10 years now since we graduated, which is really scary.
Yeah.
And every year we end up breaking out into a sweat trying to remember how to do all of this. But this year has felt like the most calm, not so stressful year. We had some lovely students helping us out.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Mia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here we are.
Yeah, here we are. We just thought we'd come on and say hello. See how these, is this thing on? I don't know. Don't call though, because that scares us.
Yeah, please don't call.
You can comment. Yeah, I mean, we just played Anything You Want by Spoon. I have another song on here called You Can Have It All. I thought that was cute. You can have it all, anything you want. Play them side by side.
I love that.
But also, we talked about playing a Shin song.
Yeah, we'll play a Shin song. We were talking about how they did a live concert for the Garden State soundtrack recently, which
was 20 years old.
I think so.
Wow.
We are 32 years old. I know everybody who's older than us is like rolling their eyes at us calling ourselves old, but we feel our bones hurt. The whole way up here, we're like, my back hurts.
I threw my back out, but I'm not old.
Like, I got whiplash during sleep.
I'm just a baby, but my back hurts. I don't know.
Yeah, we're in pain, but it's okay. We're here, and we're excited to be here.
Yeah. And, should we play New Slang? I think that was the one.
Let's play New Slang by The Shins. You'll love it. And we'll be here till 1 o'clock. So
keep listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. curse for this town. We're all in my mouth. Only I don't know how they got out here. Turn me back into the dead. I was when we met. I was happier then with no mindset. And if you turn. Notice the stripes, the dirt in your thrives. Hope it's right when you die. Old and bony, dawn breaks like a bolt through the hall. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you turn to me like a girl takes to the wind. Jumped from my trees and died and danced like the king of the ice. So as the rest of our lives will get one. Godspeed, all the beggars are done. They all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might do never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields ever too dumb to refine. To me, like I did dance like a queen of the ice, so as the rest of our lives were fed well.
Listening to WONY 90.9 Red Dragon Radio, and it's Alumni Weekend. I'm Jess. I mean, I'm Becca.
Oh my god! Oh my god! It didn't even register to me.
You were like,
"She is."
Yeah, I was looking at your.
Also, Jess.
This is Jess and Jess. We're getting a thumbs up. Thank you. Hello.
I just told Becca to roll over to the mic.
We were trying to decide if we wanted to wait to talk again until next song, and then we decided last minute, so I ran over here.
Because, Becca, and I didn't want to ruin the vibe before. You said that it was less hectic this time, but inside, I'm not. I don't know why I'm so, like, I'm up in arms this time, so you're really holding it down.
Honestly, I guess it's kind of just tradition for us to be panicking every time we're
here. Yeah, I
mean,
who would we be if not?
It's just kind of who we are, yeah. I guess. I try to have a facade on the outside that I'm not panicking, but I'm sweating 24/7 at all times.
I I saw a meme the other day that was Willem Dafoe in The Lobster, I think. His face was all contorted. And it said, how I look when I say, like, thanks so much in my email. Oh, it's so true.
It is so true. The things that we stress about.
Like outwardly, I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And inwardly, I'm like, oh, I'm dying.
Or I'm like, no, it's no problem.
No, it's fine. It's I feel great.
I love it.
I might be having a heart attack. No. We're fine.
We're fine. Don't worry about
Don't
us.
Don't worry about us, please.
It just feels like our natural state. And then we get coffee first, obviously, to make it
even. And we got actually even, two coffees.
Yeah, to yeah, make the problem worse. Yeah.
And then one immediately before.
I don't know who we'd be if we were a little high strung. So it's
fine. I think a lot of things would fall through the cracks.
I think so too, actually. I think we need to be this way. So it's fine. Hi. Yeah. Okay, so what did we play? What did we just play? Arcade Fire?
Neon Bible.
Classic.
Such a good song.
So good.
Brings me back to like 2009 or something.
Mm-hmm. Back when things were.
Simpler.
Things were simple. That's a band I was saying is on my bucket list to see live. Mm-hmm. I feel like you don't really get the opportunity a lot. I feel like they don't come around, but I think that would be kind of a religious experience, like one of those concerts.
That would be amazing. I think around the time this came out, they got a Grammy. And do you remember people were like, who's the Arcade Fire? Yeah. It should be. I'm not going to say. I was going to say Beyonce, but now she's going to find me.
Yeah, yeah, you can say that. She's listening.
She's listening
she's
right
She's listening
now.
To Wody.
Yeah, and then before that, Postal Service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We saw them about a year ago.
Yeah. 20th anniversary tour.
Of, what's the album called?
Give Up.
Thank you. I almost said Never Give Up.
Never Give
no,
Up.
No, Give
oh,
Up.
I like that.
Give Up.
Do Give Up.
You gotta just give up. That album is so good, and it was just so special to see them, because that's like their only album.
And they don't come back together,
no,
you know?
No.
Like, I don't even know if they toured on that album when that came out.
I don't know. I don't think so really that much. And then they played with Death Cab for Cutie, and it was also an anniversary of, let's see if I can say this, transatlanticism. You guys know what I mean.
Yeah, you know. It's got a bird. It's got a crow on the front of the cover.
It's got a crow.
Yeah, it's got a crow.
So good. It's so that was a beautiful experience.
Passenger Seat. That's one of my favorite songs. Oh my goodness. Just Ben and a piano.
So
his name, right?
Yeah. Ben Gibbard. That's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an amazing concert. It was very surreal to see that, and especially cuz it was just us three ladies that have been mm-hmm. friends since middle school, and it just felt so, it was magical. Except I think I stressed you guys out because I kept trying
You're
to get us
around.
To move to different seats.
I'm glad we did though.
Yeah, we had
nobody cared, and
no.
It was nice to see them from different
some people got there were some oh there was one altercation, but it wasn't with me. It was with like a lady
physical.
Next yeah I gotta do a physical altercation. That's yet to happen, but
oh yeah, she was like go to your seat.
Yeah, somebody was a little mad. But we only stayed in like one place for a song or two. I think we're respectful people.
Yeah, we're very good.
Yeah. That was a great time. What are we gonna play next? We have lots of options.
We do. We have so many options.
Too many.
Do you wanna play this Akron Family song?
Yes.
All right,
that's another band that like it was in the recesses of my mind.
You forgot until
yes.
you remembered?
Yes.
This song, I love a song where you kind of have to earn it. Like, you have to earn the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those songs where the beginning you're like, oh, am I going on a ride? And you are a little bit, but then you really earn it. And you'll know. You'll feel a sense of calm when it happens. And I can't wait for you to feel it.
Okay, so I'm excited.
Get ready. Love ya. Bye.
of a Motel 6 as I turned off and back east. Somewhere on the road we lost our way. In my mind, I can save us all. I can breathe it all back to life. In my mind, and in my mind, I spend my whole life moving. I spend my whole life on the road. From a dream I'm waking up, and for the first time I'm terrified of waking up alone. Within the shade of my delusion, I drive into the night, I drive into a life that I deem worth living all my life. And in my hands, a child is dying. In my mind, in my mind, I can save the boy. I can breathe it all back to life. In my mind, in my mind,
Are listening to WONY 90.9 Red Dragon Radio, and that was What Would I Want Sky by Animal Collective. What would I want ? Sky. Is the correct way to say it. That song brings back so much nostalgia.
That was a request from my sister and our friend Julia.
Love you, Julia.
Good job. Good one.
Good pick.
So kind of sad about that song. When I would go to the gym and run on the treadmill, I would put that song on.
You would?
And a Dan Deacon song, and now I cannot listen to either of those songs without feeling like I'm on the treadmill.
That's insane.
So that's a little sad.
This is a bit of a wild treadmill pick of a song.
I don't know. It's like a journey. It's like you got to keep going.
Yeah, I get that.
And it's also one that you have to sort of earn.
That's true. You like know? Songs like that.
I do. I really do. I like when there's a good payoff.
Is the other song Build Voice?
It is.
Yeah. That is a good, another really good running song is Dance Yourself Clean by LCD Sound System.
Because
it starts really chill, but then the payoff is like amazing, and you will be sprinting. Like, I'll
and
be
you need it at that.
Yeah.
Point.
Oh, it's so good. Mm-hmm. We should make a whole playlist of songs with that vibe.
Yeah, and then
that
not
we can run to
them.
Yeah, we don't have to run.
We don't ruin them.
That's true.
But also, when I was young, younger. Come on, my
when I was young.
Things was should be floating, and it was inspired by that song. So in case you followed me and wondered, that's where it came from.
Now you know. My username was also inspired in the flowers. That was also inspired by an Animal Collective song.
Okay, Julia just texted me insane treadmill song.
Yeah, it's a little wild, but I get
it.
It was a mistake.
Clearly it was a mistake.
You should have it rebranded in your life.
I know.
Like,
how?
Listen to it while you're laying down or
something. Laying down, yeah. Going to bed.
Yeah.
Playing chess.
Like you do all
like
the time.
I'm so smart. I can play chess.
There's no way I could learn to play chess at this point in my life.
It's past.
My brain is solidified. Like, I'm not going to learn a new language ever. I'm not going to learn probably a lot of new skills.
Not going to make a new friend. It's just over.
I've resigned at this point. It's fine.
But I'm content.
Yeah. I'm happy. I'm fine with myself. I don't need to know how to play chess. Okay, I love that.
Well, we're going to talk next about a song that was a comfort song for me this summer. Because I literally was hit by a tornado in July. I don't know if... I mean, people in Oneonta maybe heard the news. Rome, New York had a literal tornado. It was 1 mile per hour away from an F3. So, to me, that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was so wild. I never knew the way, like, a tornado worked, where it, like, popped down and then popped back up and then, like, kind of just peppered around the area, like, hitting things.
Mm.
And the store I work at was, like, a direct hit. And it was wild. Like... We had been having some tornado warnings around that time, like not even just that day. And it's always like nothing happens.
It's never
like,
serious.
We'll just get a cool storm. I like a storm.
Yeah.
I still do. But that day, we had a tornado warning that was rescinded and then it was reinstated. And we were just kind of like looking at the sky. It was getting darker, but we were like, okay, I don't know what's happening here. Just thought it was going to be a regular storm. And then all of a sudden, the doors, our front doors, were swinging open. And it's like a steel plate glass. Like, it's a heavy door. You have to kind of yank on it. So I'm like, that is abnormal. So I go out to start shutting them. And I'm having trouble keeping them shut. So I'm like, okay. It was me and my coworker. And I was like, Jenny, you got to get your keys. We need to shut this now. So we locked the door. And from the time it took us to walk from the front of the building to the register, the lights were out, our ears popped, which that's something I forgot until I was recounting the story like that night or whatever. Somebody asked, could you feel the pressure change? And I was like, oh my gosh, my ears popped. It was crazy. And then it was just complete darkness, 3 p.m., couldn't see a thing. And, like, without sight, your other senses are so heightened, and I could just smell tree. All I could smell was tree in the store, and I could hear water pouring into the building. And, like, I had never been through a tornado, but I knew, like, okay, this is for real. That's what is happening right now.